Good morning. Welcome to the Romeer Show. This morning, we have our guest here, Tadriana.
Hello.
Selena.
Hi.
And Raven.
Hi.
This morning, we will be talking about systemic racism in the African-American community and how it affects the African-Americans. Now, we will start off with some in the criminal justice system. Now we will start off with some facts by Raven, and we will clockwise around the table. So, start off.
As of 2006, there are 2,306,000 people in prison. 40% of populations are Black.
Mm-hmm.
African Americans are incarcerated more than 5 times the rate of whites.
Mm-hmm.
African Americans only account for 12% of the United States population.
And African Americans and Latinos make up 32% of the population, but 56% are incarcerated people. So we're gonna start off with how do each of us feel about those rates of, you know, of Black people in prison? Go ahead, Todd.
Can you repeat the question again?
How do we feel individually about Black people being incarcerated? How does this affect our community, Black community as a whole?
I feel like, as reading the article, I feel like it's kind of stupid because, why are they only having something against Black people and not white people? Why do white people get, all the respect and us Black people don't get no type of respect at all?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's stupid.
I feel like piggybacking off of that, me being white, I kind of feel like it's dumb how Black people are treated against everything, and they're always put towards the bottom, and how white people are always on top no matter what, and they
basically run over.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's just, I think it's crazy to think that being the color of your skin can change the way people see you. Black people are literally used as figures for criminalization and stuff like that. And I think it changes perspective of all people. So everybody thinks, even Black people are scared of Black people because how white people make it look like Black people are the only people that create crime and things like that.
Mm-hmm. This is true. All of this is true. But I feel that the way that throughout our history, I feel that Black people have always been, you know, subordinate to all of the races in America. And the majority of the time, I feel that history is just repeating itself. You know, police brutality back in 1960s.
They still do it today.
And they still doing it today. Still racism back in the 60s and before the 60s, but I feel like that white people have become closet racism people, as they not showing it out and about and as proudly as they did a long time ago.
Right. And then I feel like it has gotten better. I don't know. I feel like it has gotten a little better, but it's stuff that people choose not to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
That it kind of it stops us from being able to be where it should be.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like even systematic racism, white people don't have to be racist to be racist,
mm-hmm.
from their actions. And even you can tell in politics if someone's racist or not just from the things they think, even paying taxes. The people that feel like paying taxes is bad, I'm not saying they're all racist, but people don't think about why we pay taxes to help those people under us that they keep under us.
Mm-hmm. Now, the next question that I have is, how do we feel about the criminal justice system and Black people?
I don't like that either because, like, I feel like not all Black people commit crimes. Exactly. I feel like white people commit crimes too. It's just not, they're just focusing on what the Blacks do because of their color and their skin. So I feel like they both basically commit crimes, but they're just putting it on Black people.
Now, do you feel that when these police do these
things? Well, in the article, it said that Blacks are most likely to get pulled over, and I can tell why they get searched, but white people get pulled over for, like, speeding and stuff.
Well, I think the criminal justice system is very unfair. Like, I feel like Black people, I feel Black and white people could do as much crime as, like, they do the same amount of crime, but Black people get
and Latinos.
That, yeah, like, they get searched a lot more and stuff like that just because of their color, their skin, or where they live. And I feel like white people put them in a position to create crime. Like, if you have a Black community in poverty, they're obviously going to be crime. There's no jobs. There's nowhere to find work. Like, obviously, crime's going to be created so they can stay in those areas and arrest Black people because they know there's going to be crime there. But it's white communities that do the same thing, but they're not being searched because they're not low in poverty. They have good money, so people think that they don't commit crime.
That's my fact. And like Black people get searched for drugs and stuff, but white people, I'm pretty sure white people have drugs too. It's not just Black people. So yeah, they should not focus on just Black people based on their white color.
White people are searched. They're like what 10 times more likely to have actual drugs on them than Black people.
Yeah, in the article it says Black people are consistently arrested, charged, and convicted of drug crimes, including possession, distribution, and conspiracy at far higher rates than white people. This despite research showing that both races use and sell drugs at the same rate.
But they're still focused on the Black people.
Right. Yeah. Now, do you feel that is, that with the criminal system, do you feel that is sometimes the stereotype of Black people, or do you think that is like taught, learned behavior? Like taught that, you know, as a white person, when you look at a Black person, do you see the stereotype of the Black people? Do you feel that you hate them or, you know?
Personally, like, is that how we feel? Like, how do we feel like, oh, like, I say, like, I look at you guys, like, what do I say against you guys?
Yeah, do the stereotype become before your personal thoughts?
No, you guys are just all people, like,
we're all human.
Exactly.
But some people, like when you see, like, a Black person in a nice car and a white person in a nice car, people think two different things. Like, it was a study done with, like, they asked police officers, oh, when you see a Black guy in a nice car, they think, oh, they sell drugs. Black or Latino, like, yo, they sell drugs. But when you sell white people, it's a spoiled white kid.
Like, no, people,
like,
work
people
for what
do
they
have jobs. Like, it's not.
And work for what they have. Like, it's not always. They have to do something bad in order to, like, get where they're at. Like,
so, okay. So, so we were talking about systematic racism, right? And the criminal justice system, right?
Yes.
And we were talking about stereotypes and of Black people and how white people feel about the Black people, right?
Yeah.
So, excuse me.
Yes,
so, do we have any more thoughts about, you know, systematic racism?
Do you guys think the world will ever, like, as, like, years go on, do you think stuff will get, like, worse, like, go back to being bad? Or, like, do you think things, like, slowly get better? Like, because, I mean, things have gotten, like, a little better as, like, time's kind of gone on. But do you think if the way, like, people keep, like, are against, like, Black people, like, things will, like, get worse again? Or, like,
well,
get
you know, history does repeat itself. And we have seen that in the past couple of years. You know, I feel that, you know, back a long time ago, you know, white people were still killing blacks. And then it digressed and depressed itself. But now it's starting to climb back up again.
Yeah, and I feel like we take two steps forward, but we go two steps back. Like, we just had Obama last year, and then we get, and he was, like, pretty neutral on racism. Like, he didn't even really talk about it. We have Trump, and everyone knows he's a racist. Like, he's racist. Mm-hmm. He's said so many things taking account for this. Like, he is racist. And it's just, like, I don't feel like people are ever going to really. I feel like it's going to be, like, it's going to take time. Like, because things have gotten better since.
The right people to, like.
Yeah.
Become leader to, like.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. I think it's gonna happen.
Yeah,
I hope.
Yeah,
me too. I like people. I love you guys. You guys are cute.
Oh, I know.
Thank you. Thank you. So cute.
Talk about you cute.
All right.
I think we.
That sounds like a wrap.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all for joining us this morning. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you to my friends here, Tawdry.
What's up, y'all?
Raven.
Hello.
And Selena.
Hey, y'all, go watch my podcast. It's called What's the Word? I'm going to be posting up there tonight.
All right. Righty. Thank you.
Yeah.
And have a great day.